We are learning Mesechtas Pesachim, Daf Dalet Amud Aleph, and we're starting from the top of the Amud. Dr. Gemara is continuing about watching the way you talk. We learned yesterday about Lishna Ma'aliyah, then we learned about you shouldn't be the harbinger of bad news. And the Gemara is continuing with that discussion. Rav, the Amira we know as Rav, was Bar Achua de Rav Chia or Bar Achsei. He was a nephew for Rav Chia in two ways. First of all, he was the son of the brother Rav Chia. Like Rashi said, Rav Chia has a bunch of brothers. One of his name was Avoy, one of his name was Chana, Shila, Marta. One of the brothers, Avoy, one of Rav Chia's brothers, Avoy, was the father of Rav. And Rav Chia had a sister from his mother, and that was a different father. Was the sister, her name was Ima, who was the mother of Rav. Obviously, Avoy wasn't from the same mother as Rav Chia, just from the same father as Rav Chia. And Ima was the same mother as Rav Chia. Rav Chia was an uncle for two ways. First of all, his brother Avoy was the father of Rav, and his sister Ima was the mother of Rav. How did Ima marry Avoy? Because they weren't related. They weren't related, those two. So Rav was a nephew from two sides. Rav moved from Bavel to Eretz Yisrael. Rav Chia lived in Eretz Yisrael. Kisalik lahasam, when Rav came to move to Eretz Yisrael, to Rav Chia, Amalei, so Rav Chia wanted to know about his family. He had a brother and a sister there, both married to each other, both Rav's parents. So Amalei, Avoy Kayam, is my brother Avoy, is he Kayam? Is he around? Amalei, so Rav answered with a question of his own. Ima Kiyemes, is Ima alive? Is the mother, is her Rav says, is my mother alive? Amalei says, I'll ask you that question. Ima Kiyemes, is your mother alive? Amalei, Avoy Kayam, is my father alive? And Echap, he kept asking the question back and forth. He understood that it meant that they're both not alive. And this was his brother and sister. He has to chiv for them. But he found that much later. So Amalei L'Shami, he told his Shamis, Chaloi Tzli Menali, take off my shoes. And then afterwards, V'hoylech Kli Acharai L'Beis HaMerchitz. Then take my clothing to the Beis HaMerchitz. He wanted to show that the Avelis is over. So he had the Avelis for a few minutes, took off his shoes. Then afterwards, he told his Shamis, I want to show the Tamidim that the Avelis is over. Bring my clothing to the Beis HaMerchitz. Shema Minah Klah. You see three things from this story. First of all, Shema Minah Avel Asim Nias Sandal. See, Avel is not allowed to wear shoes. Shema Minah Shmua Rechoyka Ein Neheges Al Yoy Mechad. Someone who hears about a death, Rechoyka, it means 30 days. We had him Rechoyka there. Everyone, Shmua Rechoyka means exactly Ein Neheges Al Yoy Mechad. You only have to keep one day of Avelis. V'shma minah, a big chiddush, mixes the yom kikulon. Then not only do you have to only keep one day, but part of the day is enough. And this mixes yom kikulon is a special chiddush also. Usually mixes yom kikulon means you start the day off, it's enough. Or maybe you end the day off, it's enough. Here, in the middle of the day, one minute or 1 hour is enough to call mixes yom kikulon. Those are the three chiddushim from here. But what the Gemara brings this story here to show us again that Rav did not watch his words and didn't say b'peh mole that these two people were nifta. Ahuda Omar, there was a certain person that every time he got into argument, he said, doinu dini. Every time he got into argument, he said, let's go to Bezdin. So let's go to Bezdin. Every time he got into arguments, let's go to Bezdin. Amri, they said, shema avinam bedonkos. It must be he's from the Shevet Don. Every time he has an argument, he gets into, he says, let's go to Bezdin. He says, must be done. The Chassid says, by Don, Don Yodin Amay Ka'acha Shifti Yisrael. It says, by Don, a lotion of Don Yodin Amay Ka'acha Shifti Yisrael. You see that people from Don always went to Bezdin. Another Maisa. You see again, what's the Shaykhis to the story here? Because you see the way you use your words, the way you use words means something. Here, every time he had an argument, let's go to Bezdin. So we knew, oh, he's from Don. Ahuda, there was another person. Davika also the Omer always to say, "Akif yoimi as yama asini birasa," that when I make it big, I want to build a mansion on the ocean front, on the beach. I want to have an ocean front mansion. That was his dream. Rashi has a different shot where he said he always say that a little bush on the beach is like a cypress tree, somewhere else. Either way, he was very into the beaches. So, what do they do? Badku v'ashchu, they checked them out, and they saw them as zvulun kasi. He comes to zvulun. The chsiv zvulun lechayv yam yishkan. It says in the brachas that zvulun will go, the brachas of Yaakov to his children, that zvulun will go out in the oceans on a ship. So you see, he has shaykh the ocean. Just to speak out a pashup shat thing, that by dawn It said, but a person who always went to Bezdin, doesn't say Bodku v'ashkru, just says he knew right away he was from Dan. When it came to this fellow who says he wants an oceanfront mansion, we have to be Bodku v'ashkru. So the Teretz is, I heard the Teretz is Pashat, that by Dan Yudinu, that was not a normal thing to say. Always go to Bezdin, so he's sure from Dan. But a guy who wants an oceanfront home, okay, you know, it's pretty normal. So there, it was only Bodku v'ashkru, they had to check it out, and they saw Taka comes from Zvul. Now, we're going to go back to the sugis of Bedikas Chametz. Something more about Hashem the Kaimalon, Lekuli Amma Ar Urta, now that we established that Lekuli Amma Ar means Urta, it means the night before the Erev Pesach, you do Bedikas Chametz. What's the Pshat? Mechti. Bein Rabbi Yehuda, Bein Rabbi Meir, Chametz Eina Asa El Moshe Shayis Vel Maila. We will learn in the Mishnah later on, and it's really brought down on a basis Mishnah, that Lekuli Amma, after the sixth hour, it's also midaraisa to eat chametz. And before that, you light eat chametz. You light eat chametz at night, you light eat chametz in the morning. The chametz, Issa chametz starts from 6 hours. That's when the Issa chametz starts. So then why do we make the bedikah chametz the night before? Why don't you make the chametz right then? Right before Issa chametz. You're eating chametz at night, you're eating chametz in the morning. Why do you make bedikah chametz the night before? V'chitem, you'll say, Zrizim Makdim LaMitzvahs. Maybe you say, because we have a Yesod called Zrizim Makdim LaMitzvahs. When it comes to mitzvahs, always should do it first. Always should do it right away. So Nivdek Mitzafra, do it in the morning. That's enough to mekayim the mitzvah of Zrizim Makdim LaMitzvahs. T'chsiv, uv'yayim ha'shmini yimel b'sar Allah. So it says in the Torah that there's a mitzvah to make a bris on the eighth day. V'tani kol ha'yayim kula kosher, the whole day is kosher. Elosh, Zrizim Makdim LaMitzvahs. There's anything to be, do it first. Shanema v'yashkim Avram Abayka. It says that Avram, it's by the case Yitzchak, we ask Avram Abayka, you see, there's an Indian as Rizim Magdim LaMitzvah to wake up early in the morning. But that's enough. So here, good, the mitzvah is, it's Rizim Magdim LaMitzvah, the night before. We never heard that that has to be a Dinan's reason the night before. Her, the morning should be enough, should be sufficient to mekayim the mitzvah of Rizim Magdim LaMitzvah. So why do we have it the night before? Omer Rav Nachum by Yitzchak, the reason why we made it the night before is for two reasons. First of all, we want to make a takana d'rabbanan. We want to make a takana when people are around and they can keep that takana. Everyone's in the house at night. Number two, another reason is, since we know, we learn out that the best way to do b'dikas chametz is with a ner, and ner by day doesn't work well. It doesn't help anything. So therefore, it has to be at night in order to be able to use the ner. So saying two reasons. First of all, we need a night to use the ner. Also, it's b'shosh from the other mitzvim b'tayim. Amar Abaya, Hilkoch, now that we're saying, the word is that or ha'ner yofel b'dikah, Hilkoch, ha'it sover rabbanon, someone who, a tam chacham, will learn Torah, le'liftach b'idnei, he should not start a new sugya v'or to the place of Nagi Arbasa. He should not start a new sugya on the 13th day, right before the Arla Abasa, for the 14th night. Dilma Mashlish might say, maybe he will get involved in this sugya, but also he'll do the mitzvah. He won't do the mitzvah. What's the hilkach? So the first one say, I saw this in Sefer Moshe Sternbach, that he says, what's the hilkach over here? The cause of this now, all of a sudden the hilkach, it's like this, that if it was us reason makdim l'mitzvahs, so if he's in the middle of learning, and he misses, okay, so whenever he finishes learning, he'll do it. It's only an inyan of reason makdim l'mitzvahs. But now we're saying, it's be'ikar hadin, or haner, yofel b'dika, has to be at night. So he's scared, if he gets involved in a sugi, he'll miss the whole night, he'll turn into day, it won't be mekayim the mitzvah karayu, because Ar HaNer only works at night. Therefore, a tzor rabban should not start a new sugi when it comes to the night of the 14th. Ba'im Rav Nachman Yitzchak. The Gemara is a shayla like this. We have here a tenant and a landlord. And in this case, the landlord owns the chametz in the house. And he rents out his house to this tenant. Who is chayiv in bedikas chametz? Which person is chayiv in bedikas chametz? The tenant or the landlord? He rents his house to someone on the 14th day. Amich livdoik. Al maske livdoik. The chamir didehu. Maybe the mask has to be checked because it's his chametz. Aydim al seich livdoik the sura b'shusikay. Or maybe the seicher has to do bedikas chametz because it's in his rishos. Now we have to stop here and just explain what's the shaila here. What's the two tzadim over here? So there is a Rishash in the Hagoyis and Shulchan Aruch that says an interesting yeshivish pshat. We said when we started the Masechta that there's two reasons why you can make the Chayiv Bedikas Chametz. Rashi's reason and Tosfos' reason. Rashi's reason is it shouldn't be over by Yiroah by Yematzah. And Tosfos says the reason is it shouldn't come to eat Chametz. So the fact of the matter is, if you all have chametz in someone else's house, you're over by Rabbi Amatz. You don't have to see it. You're not allowed to have chametz. By Rabbi Amatz means you shouldn't have chametz on Pesach. Shem Yavel Oichle is obviously only if you're there. So he wants a taina. That's a shayla in the Gemara. Is the reason because by Rabbi Amatz? And the maskir, the landlord is chayv because he's chayv by his chametz. He's chayv by Rabbi Amatz. Or the chashash Shem Yavel Oichle. You might see a gushmak, a piece of pizza, eat it. Then that's a din in the seicher, because the seicher is the one living there. It's in his rishos. That's the way to learn the two tzadim of the shayla. The problem with that is that the gemara comes out, maskalik, the seicher is takachayiv, which means the tenant is chayiv. They'll come out that pshat Hashem Yavel Oichloi. Rashi says, ba'yi rabbi yamatzah. So that's just not the best pshat. So the other way you have to learn is that, of course, it's ba'yi rabbi yamatzah, but the shayla is, since Avad Chazal made a takana because of ba'yi rabbi yamatzah, and now there's a takana now, v'likas chametz. Every takana has a gedder. Who's chayiv? The Baal Bayis or the landlord? That's the shayla. Who's chayiv? The guy who lives there or the landlord? The tenant or the landlord? And that's the shayla. What's the gedder at the corner? The person who lives there or not? And we don't care if the reason doesn't apply in that case. There's no Baal Rabbi Amatzah. Right now, it's a takana of Dikas Chametz. The question is, who's chayiv? So let's see what the Gemara says. Toshma, Gemara first wants to try to arrive from Mezuzah. Toshma, Hamaskevai is chaver. Someone rents a house to a tenant. Who's chayiv in Mezuzah? The loch is al soicher, last is loy mezuzah. The chiyuv on mezuzah is on the soicher. So you see, the one who lives in the house has all the chiyuvim. So if he lives in the house, he's v'chayiv and digas chametz or somewhere. It's not a raya. Also, Muhammad Rav Shashi, mezuzah is chayiv sadari. Mezuzah is different. It's the chayiv of the person living there. Like Rashi says, the pasuk says, v'shiftach of the Gemara says, v'usaftam al mezuzah beisecha o v'sherecha. So beisecha is also biasecha. When I go in, who goes into the house? The tenant. Therefore, mezuzah is for sure chayv sadar, but it doesn't mean digas chametz is. Hachamai, what about digas chametz? That chayv sadar or not? Amalur nachmi yitzchak tenino hamaske bayis lechaveroi. If someone rents a house to his friend, this is the bottom line. Im achloim moshloim avteichois, even he give over the keys chalav also. You know, the time of digas chametz came, he did not give over the keys to the tenant yet. So then it's in the maske's reshus. So hamaske livdoik. If he gave the keys to the tenant already, chal abas, then it's chal. It was chal the b'digas chametz, the chi of b'digas chametz, al soicher livdoik. The soicher has to be boided. So the Gemara says the mice like this: if the soicher owns the house, b'shas arbas, he's chayiv. If not, if the landlord still has the house, then he's chayiv. What does the moslem avtechas mean? Giving over the keys mean? Rashi learns giving over the keys is a kinyan schiris. That's the kinyan. But look at Tosfos, the bottom Tosfos. He says, bring down Rashi, he says that you are koina because you give it over to Mavteches. Tosfos asks, that's when we're in the Gemara Baba Kama, that just like we know, Karka is nikta, but Kesef Shtara Chazaka, Schiris, renting also, is works with Kesef Shtara Chazaka. Giving over the keys is not called a Kenyan. And therefore Tosfos says, no, it's not totally in Kenyan. It's totally who holding the keys. Why? Because whoever holds the keys, he can go into the house and do b'digas chametz. He says, even if you didn't make a Kenyan yet, if the soicher, if the tenant got the keys already, he has to do b'digas chametz because by him, he's the one who's possible to do it. Mashenkin, the landlord doesn't have the keys anymore. Tosfos says, "Mefarish ri the hachos shemoslan avteich v'loy hichzik." He was not machzik. Mish yesh b'yodim avteich shkal yadalad chayiv livdoik. Why the oisoy she'im b'yodim avteich eichi kanes livdoik? He doesn't have the keys. I can go inside the b'yodik. So Tosfos learns that's the significance of moslan avteiches. Just that. Right, so the economy that it wouldn't be just it could be it's a simon who has a shush to go into the house. These days where he has a shush also could be put into the contract, I don't know what would be the halacha. So then they definitely have to go like Rashi with the kinyan then. That's partial. But in those days it sounds only had one pair of keys, they didn't have two keys. It wasn't like they had one key and he's the only one who could get into the house. Zok the Gemara Vaita. Boyi Mine Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak. Run.